Who sent you?
The man spoke in American English. He could have been from anywhere.
Easy, buddy.
The turn of events had startled him, but he was experienced enough to know that if he allowed himself to succumb to the panic that was beginning to tickle the edge of his consciousness, then this was already over. He needed the man with the knife to remain as calm as he was. Allowing the emotional intensity of the moment to spin out of control would only make his adversary jumpy, and jumpy men tended to stab first and ask questions later.
Tell me who you are and who sent you, or I finish you right now.
Trapp's mind didn't have to be running at its usual speed to weigh up his chances of survival and find them wanting. He had no idea who his adversary was or why the man had a weapon pressed into his side. One thing was clear, he was dealing with a pro. He didn't know who this man was, where he was coming from or going, or why he was so amped up. Trapp sensed as much as felt the man's shift in posture. He wasn't going to wait for an answer. He was planning to end this here and now. But he had made two crucial mistakes. First, his face was about 3 inches too close to Trapp's own. And second, his forearm was closer to Trapp's collarbone than the underside of his chin. Trapp drove his head forward with all the strength that his neck and upper back could muster. He felt the upper part of his forehead impact the bridge of his opponent's nose, then the telltale crunch of cartilage disintegrating from the force of the impact. He twisted his ribcage to the left and away from the blade pressed up against his shirt. The pressure against his throat relented enough for Trapp to spin away from his adversary. His left hand came up to his throat and massaged it as stars bloomed at the edges of his vision from the lack of oxygen. Still dulled by the surprise of the sudden and unexpected combat, and perhaps expecting his opponent to be licking his own wounds, Trapp was slow to anticipate his response. It was a mistake. He looked up to see the man now holding the knife in a reverse grip. The lower half of his face was bloodied, and fresh rivulets streamed from his smashed nose. But instead of reeling backward, he came out fighting, lashing out with a heel kick that carried stunning force. Trapp backed away from the incoming blow. He wasn't fast enough. The kick caught him on the left-hand side of the torso, driving the oxygen from his lungs and spinning him around. At least half of the kick's force was spent rotating his body around and throwing him back instead of snapping his ribs. Trapp stumbled backward, his enormous frame doubled over with pain. The muscles in his diaphragm were temporarily paralyzed from the kick, and he found it impossible to breathe in.
What the hell is happening?